Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
All right, brain cardio. Let's get this going. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. This is the impossible sound. This is the only way to wake up. If you're not waking up this way, then you're really not waking up. We need you to text us and tell us what sound this is. 800-992-1099. What do you think it sounds like? Yeah, those old airplanes with the propellers?
Yeah.
Sort of what I'm going with. Crop dusters. You know, they fly over the fields and they dump all the poison.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whatever that is. That'd be my guess. Also, I don't know, there's a sport sound, though. It's like some of the stadiums will play that noise before, like, a big play or something like that.
Right.
Maybe it sort of sounds like that.
I think it sounds kind of like an airboat.
Oh, yeah, down in the...
Everglades.
I was down there a couple times in the Everglades, and you go looking for gators.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it's crocodiles down there. I forget which one it is.
Gators.
It's gators in the Everglades?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, and you're on those big airboats. They're pretty cool.
They're so much fun.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun, but then you worry about them falling over. I did.
Oh, my gosh,
those guys who drive those are crazy.
They are.
Because there's no steering wheel. There's just like this little thing that they go up and down with. Oh, my gosh, it's not fair.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
Impossible sound. We just played this about 10 minutes ago. Last chance to get your guess in, 800-992-1099. I do this a few times a week. You know, we play a sound. You try to guess what it is. We call it the impossible sound because it's really, really tough. Here's today's sound. You know those planes that carry the banners over the beaches, too? Sometimes
They
get really low. Sort of like that.
It does sound like that.
Yeah, sort of like that. They get really, really low. So what do you think it is? 800-992-1099. Jason's been holding on. What do you think, Jason?
Man, I think it's a leaf blower.
Close. Like super, super close.
Really?
So it's not a leaf blower. We'll jump back to that in a second because he was very, very close. Some of the texts that came in, this is good. It's one of those things that people sit in with the big fan on the back and then a parachute attached. What is that?
Is that the parachute?
Yeah, the parachute's throwing me off.
All I can think of are those stock cars, those race cars, you know?
Yeah, that comes out at the end, but that's really a big fan and then a parachute. Didn't a guy fly one of those? Didn't he have a fan? It was like a fan-propelled, like, spaceship thing?
That sounds right.
There was a guy who had one of those, and I think he kept going to sports games or something with it.
That was a long time ago, right?
Yeah,
yeah, I think you're right.
All right. Let's see. I can see it in my head, but I don't really know how to explain it, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Somebody else wrote a mosquito-controlled bug fogger on the back of a truck.
That's oddly specific. It could be that.
I feel like you know that. Like, yeah, you have to really know. All right, so what do you think it is? 800-992-1099. Kevin, do we have the video up?
It is going up right now.
Mark and Melanie Facebook page. This is interesting. This is a sled, but the sled is actually powered by two separate leaf blowers.
That's awesome.
So, actually, Jason was right. He said leaf blowers. That's the noise, but then it's powering a sled.
Whee!
Sort of like that, yeah.
That's what I would be doing.
Noise. Yeah, that would probably be the noise. So you can see that video up now at the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. You can watch this sled being powered by two leaf blowers. Very creative people. That'd be really cool. Hopefully you have kids and you're making those for your kids. That'd be pretty cool for that.
Yeah, I'm watching the video right now. It's a kid and just loving every second of it because it's just
so fun.
Going right down the road. It's great.
So that's this morning's impossible sound. Like I said, Mark and Melody Facebook page. Log on and check that out right now.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK. Deep fried Nashville. 99.5 QYK.
All right, Carly Pierce. Michael Ray, they just got married, so it's time to start some traditions on your own, including Halloween. Carly's talking about her and Michael, they may go old school when it comes to costumes for Halloween.
As a kid, I was really into it. My mom used to throw unbelievable Halloween parties. Now I'm more minimal, I think, but Michael and I want to dress up together and do kind of the old school country couple situation, so stay tuned.
I wonder what an old school country couple situation is for Halloween.
I think of those, you know, at Busch Gardens, back in the day, you could do those old-timey photos where you looked like you were in a saloon.
Is it that famous picture? I always imagine the guy in the overalls with his wife and he's holding the pitchfork.
Yes.
Something like that, yes.
Yeah. But then how is that scary?
I think it's just a costume. Oh, there's that.
Oh, the pitchfork.
I don't know.
I guess you could hurt someone.
Could be a weapon.
Yeah, maybe you're like a from the dead old guy, woman.
Some people pitchfork. Go scary with Halloween, and then some people just kind of wear costumes.
Yeah.
You know, they dress up as celebrities or movie characters.
Okay. All right. Well, they're old souls, I guess. Carly Pearce and Michael Ray. They're going to go old school for Halloween. Miranda Lambert. What would she be for Halloween?
She's kind of scary. I wouldn't mess with her anyway.
Well, you have no idea what
like
Twitter's going to happen
saying,
now.
No, I like her. I'm just saying that she is intimidating.
Yeah,
so.
She's intense for sure. She's definitely intense. But I thought this was we saw a softer side of her last night. Miranda was on stage and she brought an 8-year-old girl on stage to sing with her. Yeah, here's how it went.
What is your name?
Remy.
Your name's Remy? How old are you?
Song is All Kinds of Kinds. That's from Miranda's For the Record album. Excellent work. Sometimes I wonder if that stuff's staged. Like, that 8-year-old girl was really great. I mean, they just pulled her out. That was great.
Knew every word.
I'd hope
knew every
not,
word. It was
because
awesome.
That was so cute.
That was really good. But I just, was that set up? Is that 8-year-old going to be like a huge, like, is she going to be the Carrie Underwood of country in the next 20 years? Because that was really good.
Maybe. She definitely will never forget that. You get pulled up on stage.
Yeah, of course not. That's a
with
huge
Miranda Lambert.
Deal.
Wow.
That is great. So maybe we're seeing like the new softer side of Miranda Lambert now.
I like it.
Maybe something's going on. But good work, Miranda Lambert. That was great.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QIK. Yeah.
You know when you have people over your house, you ever get the feeling like you just know they're judging your home? Just the way they're looking at things, the way they're walking around, kind of like slowly scanning the room, and you're going, oh, I know they're judging my house.
I think instantly when someone comes over, you think that they're going to judge your house. That's why a lot of the times if it's a little messy, you don't want someone to come over, or if it's clean, you're like, come on up.
New survey says it only takes someone 38 seconds to judge your home, and here's what they're looking at. These are the top 10 things that they're looking at as they judge your home. And this is... This now makes you feel even more awkward when people come over to your house. How dusty it is at number 10.
Really? Dust?
Dust.
Okay.
The color of the walls.
I didn't choose that. It's the apartment building.
Yeah, you can only do so much about that. It's not like someone's coming over and you're like, oh, they hate that color. We got to fix this real quick. Oh,
right?
That'd be a great invention for the future. You just hit a button, the walls change color.
That'd
ooh,
be awesome.
That would be cool.
8, whether the furniture looks worn out or not. If you have kids and dogs,
yeah.
Good luck.
Yep.
Number 7, what books you have on display. Ooh. Who's displaying books
I
in 2019?
I am.
You are?
Yes,
well,
I am.
Well, if there was one of the three of us that had...
Well, yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Yes, I am.
What books, by the way, prominently displayed in your home?
Stephen King books, Harry Potter books, and a first edition Jurassic Park's up there.
Where are the books?
They're on the wall. They're called floating. It's called a floating bookcase where
floating shelves. Yeah,
floating shelves. Like you can't.
What
see
are those?
It basically you don't see it. It's underneath the flap, the back flap of the book, and there's hooks in the back next to the wall, so it looks like they're floating on the wall.
Whoa!
Yes, that is right.
You go to Kevin's house and you're just
Harry
like
Potter stuff.
Whoa,
right there.
I don't think I can drive home,
the floating
man.
Floating shelves.
Floating shelves. All right. So, but do you have books in your home, Melanie?
Yeah, I do, but they're not on display.
Yeah. You're like actually reading them, right?
Yeah, they're in my nightstand.
Right. They're not using them as decoration.
No.
That's how my house is, too. I'm not buying books for decoration. Uh-uh. If I buy a book, I'm going to read it, and that's it.
Yeah, and then afterwards, I'm like, what the heck do I do with this?
You display them.
No.
Yes.
It's the last place I want it.
It's a talking point. Go ahead.
Do people talk to you about the books?
They have. I've had people over, and they're like, oh, very cool. You have Stephen King's It. This is a first edition. I'm like, yep, that's it. I don't know. It's a talking point.
Okay. I like it. Dirty windows in number 6. That's not good. But, boy, if you have dogs, especially the long sliders, the slider doors.
Yep.
Man, they walk right up there with
their noses.
And then they do the nose drool. And
the second you wipe it off, too, the next day, it's already got slobber all over it.
Yes. I'm going to go home and cover those up with books. The dirty windows.
There's a real talking point.
That's right.
Dirty dishes in the sink at number 5. You should probably take care of that before people come over.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Number 4, how comfortable the furniture is. I'll tell you, I can't stand my couch. People come over, they love my couch. I can't stand it.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is. People like sit in, I'm like, sorry about the couch. Like, what do you mean? I'm like, ah, it's so uncomfortable. They're like, oh, I love it. I'm like, okay. That's you can great. Take it if you want. Number 3, whether or not the carpets have been vacuumed. I do think this is a big one.
Oh, you notice
the lines in the carpet.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. So I wouldn't say I notice when they're not done, but when they are done, you're like, ooh, this person's house is so clean.
That's the thing. I automatically see the lines in the carpet, and then I automatically assume the house must be just so, like, the cleanest house ever, which is not true. It may not be.
Right, but it fakes you out.
Right.
You know what? This is a true story. So I will vacuum the bedroom. And when Brian's not home, and then I will make a point to not make a bunch of footprints all in the bedroom because I want him to see it.
Yeah.
I need him to know that I cleaned the house.
You're doing the right thing because you did that work.
Right.
Yeah.
And what does it matter if I walk all over it? It doesn't even matter.
One of my neighbors does that with his lawn. He's got to get like the perfect like lines and angles.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Like perfect.
Oh,
I'm just out there zigzagging. I'm just trying to get it done. You know what I mean? I just want to get it done. Number 2 is the temperature. Nothing worse than going into somebody's home and it's hot.
Yes.
Like, you almost feel like you didn't walk in from the outside, you know?
Yeah. I don't like that. Yeah.
Number 1, of course, the smell.
Mm. Ooh, gotta be.
Gotta be.
Number 1.
Gotta have some candles running.
Yeah.
Some plugins.
Well, be careful with the plugins, though, because some of the plugins are like really, they're just, when you go in and you smell, like, I don't want to go in there and smell that I'm at like one of those stores. Remember those old school stores in the mall, the Yankee Candle or whatever?
Yeah. The Bath and Body Works.
Oh,
they're
God.
Still there.
Oh, I walk in, it's like you ate a bag of potpourri.
Well, it doesn't need to smell like the store.
It's too much, yeah.
But that's definitely, I go get those candles and those plugins. It smells like
fall
when you walk
in. And the candles look nice too, though.
Yes. Like
when they're burning.
Yes.
Especially next to some books.
That's correct.
Floating bookcases.
It's a talking point.
Is it a floating bookcase or a floating shelf?
It's a floating bookcase.
That's. I know what I want for Christmas.
Yes, you do.
I'm just telling you right now. All right, so what do you judge when people come to your house or when you go to people's house? I'm sorry. What do you judge? 800-992-1099. I would agree with all of this stuff. Absolutely 100%.
Oh, number 1 is the one that I would absolutely guess everyone judges. It's the smell.
Yeah. I have gone to people's homes where there's dirty dishes in the sink. And I'm just.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm like, but if you have kids, I mean, there are some last minute things with kids, but you got to stay up on that.
Yeah, yes. But like 1 or 2 sippy cups or a couple bottles, that's a different, bad. No one's judging that.
Different.
You're a parent.
You're right. It's different than like a half-eaten plate of macaroni and cheese.
Like a plate with food still stuck on it. You're like, come on.
That's disgusting. What do you judge in somebody's home? According to science, it only takes us 38 seconds. Man, we are some judgmental creatures. 38 seconds.
We just judged homes for the last, 4 minutes.
Yeah. If anyone wants my couch, by the way, come get it. I'm not helping you haul it out, though. You got to do that. But it's all yours.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
We're talking about people judging your home. Science says 38 seconds. That's when the average person completely judges your house. As soon as they walk in, 38 seconds.
It's just like a scan.
I need...
And then they've judged you.
I need more patient friends. Give me more time than 38 seconds to judge my life, please.
Judge me patiently, judge me.
Please give me more than 38 seconds. Some texts coming in. Amber, she said she's a maid. And since she cleans for a living, when she walks into people's homes, the first thing she looks for is dust. She said she'll even go out of her way to look in the corners and the fans. And fans are gross. If you don't clean your fans, oof, that's a dust trap.
Yeah, but you can't see it when they're going.
No, but I've seen...
I'm just saying, you never quite notice it until, for some reason, your fan is off, and you're like, oh, have I been breathing that in?
Right, but watch somebody turn their fan on that hasn't been moving, and watch it as soon as it starts going. Watch the dust just come off it.
It snows.
Oh, it does. It's totally... It rains ashes. It's just awful. Erica texted in. She said the temperature is the first thing she noticed. She says her sister keeps her apartment at 80, and it's awful when people come over. Yeah, and I feel like I also feel like if your house is always hot, my perception is it's dirtier. I don't know why I feel that way.
I get that. I do.
I feel like things grow. Things may be growing in your home because it's so warm. You know, not like fruits and vegetables, just bacteria, things like that. Although you could grow probably a lot of fruits and vegetables at 80 degrees. Coffee beans for sure. It's actually a little warm for coffee beans.
Oh, my.
Yeah, but when you think of it being clean, you think fresh and cool. You don't think hot, muggy, clean.
Right. Yeah.
They just don't go hand in hand.
No, you need that cool, brisk, kind of perk you up a little bit feeling, right?
What about animal hair? I can't believe that didn't make the list. That is something I definitely notice.
That is gross. It is.
You go in, especially I always wear black leggings. You got cat hair all over you.
I wonder if that'll be in the dust category.
Maybe.
Dander.
The dander.
Is that the dander category?
The dander smell.
Oh, when you start coughing and... I wonder if anyone's ever walked out of someone's home because of, like, and they've actually said, I'm sorry, there's too much dander in here, I'm leaving. I wonder if that's ever, I wonder if any of these things that we mentioned, the 38 seconds to judge your home, has anyone just said, I'm sorry, I have to go? Why? There's too many dirty dishes in your sink.
No way, come on.
Okay, your home's too dusty, I'm leaving.
No.
Your windows are too dirty, I can't see out of them, and I have to go.
I don't think anyone's leaving because of these things.
You know, your furniture, it's just too worn out. I can't be here anymore. Would that, no?
No, because with people like that, you don't need enemies. Those are not friends.
Your carpet, just there's no lines in it. You haven't vacuumed it recently. I'm leaving your home immediately. No?
No.
Great. All right, so keep your text coming in, 800-992-1099. Reasons why. Or things you judge your home in 38 seconds. All right. Now I'm obsessed with the carpet and the lines.
This makes me want to go home and clean.
I have no carpet in my home right now. No carpet. And overall, I like that because I keep my house cold.
Yeah.
Like, we try to keep our house about 68, 69, 70 degrees.
Ooh, people think we're crazy. That is freezing.
And expensive. But, it feels so good. But then I kind of want that cold house with that carpet feel.
Oh, yeah.
You're kind of yinging and yanging. It's like the cold air, but the nice, comfortable carpet, like warmer carpet, you know?
Oh, yeah, totally. When you take off your shoes, there's something nice about in the bedroom to have carpet that you can just sink your little toes in.
Or just laying on the carpet. Oh, just laying.
Laying on the carpet.
I've done that before. I've just
no doubt
laid down on the carpet, stretch out.
Your carpet better be clean.
Oh, I know it's got lines in it because 100%. I know how to do this. 800-992-1099. Keep the text coming of judging your friend's home. Most people do it in 38 seconds. Luke Combs is on now. It's 99. You know, I thought I was sort of kidding when I said, I wonder if people's ever walked out of people's homes because of these things that you harshly judge someone's home in 38 seconds.
Yeah, I thought you were joking because no one would do that.
Right. I'm wrong. We're all wrong because there's a lot of people texting talking about how they've just totally walked out of people's homes because of a certain reason.
How bad was it?
800-992-1099. Going to the text line now from St. Pete. I had to leave a friend's home because of too much perfume. It nearly caused a severe asthma attack. I couldn't breathe for hours after. That's horrible.
Oh, that is brutal.
Well, and bad perfume is bad. Like, even just if you just get like a quick sniff of it. But when you're in somebody's home and the air's not moving and there's perfume everywhere, oh, that's terrible.
Oh, I can almost smell the perfume that she's referring to in a weird way.
It's everybody's, when you were 10, it's everybody's grandmother.
Yes.
Oh, gosh, I remember going to, like, a graduation party, and everybody's grandmother was there, and the perfume was everywhere. I remember going, oh, my gosh, I can't breathe.
It is. It's too much.
What was in those perfumes? Like, why did it smell like that?
Heavy floral notes, ooh. I would say.
That's incredible you know that. That's, like, incredible you know that. I was not expecting an answer. I just wasn't expecting an answer. I've walked...
Every once in a while, I have one.
Somebody said, I walked out of my best friend's house. The smell from her pets, I couldn't even breathe. That's got to be bad. What do you do? Do you offer to bathe the dog?
No, I'm pretty sure that would be offensive.
Walking out's not?
Well, you can make an excuse to walk out. You can just say, oh, I forgot something at home or whatever. But, hey, do you mind if I wash your dog? Also, I'm not a groomer, so I would leave.
Sage texted in, so the first thing she notices are the smell of the floors. Something about a good new or a good fresh clean floor smell. There is, like when you wash tile floors or, boy, the wood, what was that, like Pledge?
Yes.
Oh, man, when you go in there and smell that wood floor with that Pledge, yep. It's shiny, and oh, that smells great.
Ooh, I'd breathe in some Pledge.
Little
yes.
Lemon in there. Oh,
Fabuloso?
I've seen that.
Fabuloso? Yeah. I don't know.
Pine Sol.
Ooh, Pine Sol. That's old school right
You're
there.
You're speaking
right.
My language.
Just a hint of lemon. Mm. It's absolutely perfect.
Heavy pine notes.
Although I love the smell of gasoline, I wouldn't put that on my floor.
I know.
But I like it.
Well, I would hope you wouldn't put it on your floor.
No, but I like this. Every time I smell at the gas station, I'm like, God, this is a great smell. But I don't know that I'd put it on my floors. But why do we only like the smell of gas at the gas station?
Like, I don't like the smell of gas.
Oh, you don't?
No, not at all. It gives me a headache.
Ooh, a lot of people like it.
I hate it.
It belongs at the gas station.
That's
it doesn't
why,
belong at your house.
Well, that's weird.
It's just feeling of being there.
Well, Kevin, let me ask you this. Okay. If you smelt pizza outside at the gas pump, would you also like that?
I'd want to go inside and get one.
Yeah, well, pizza doesn't belong at the gas pump.
Okay.
I don't think we've ever tried the smell of gas at other places.
You would think your house would be going up in flames soon if it were at your house.
Well, that might be true. That might be.
Haven't you accidentally got gas on you before?
Yes.
Do you like that smell? I can't stand it. I'm like, oh, I cannot wait to get home and figure out where the gas got on me somewhere. I need to get this off.
Because it never goes away. Yeah, that never. And it's awful when that happens because you just go, that's it. I'm gas all day.
Yes.
You can shower. You can wash your clothes. It doesn't matter. Yeah.
Smell like a gas station.
Somebody texted from Tampa. They said, the first thing I notice when I walk into someone's home is if their animals have a full bowl of water. That is great.
Oh, I love you for that.
That is great. You can always walk into a home and tell if a smoker either lives there or had lived there. And
That's
true. Awful. You are right.
Very true.
And then, you know, the worst thing about that is when you try to cover. You ever look for a house, like, you know, when you're trying to buy a house and you walk in? And you just know they're covering it up, the smoke smell.
Oh
that's
yes.
So bad.
And you can see on the blinds sometimes, they, you know,
the
yellow.
Oh.
I went house shopping with my brother, and there were so many homes that were just, they had the smoke. They removed picture frames on the wall, and they would still have an outline from where someone was smoking.
Ugh. Somebody had to leave a home because the cat litter, it was rotten cat litter in the laundry room, and it had seeped out into the rest of the home. And they said they walked in, and Amigo said, I'm sorry, I can't be here, and walked out. Imagine if that's like your good friend. I'm sorry, I can't be here. Oh, my goodness. All right, those are the things we judge. I tell you, you guys, I think this is just human nature, though. But the judgment we're getting on the text is great. I mean, really honest.
It's actually kind of next level. We thought we were judgy.
I thought I was.
Oh, man.
It's like nobody's going to say they've actually walked out of somebody's home. Man, you all make a career out of walking out of people's homes. It's absolutely great. It's 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
Dirks living 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. You know, I just realized, you know, do you guys remember Balloon Boy?
Yes.
10 years today.
No way. It's been that long.
The hoax is 10 years today. The dad, remember, set up that thing. It looked like a spaceship.
Wasn't his name like Falcon or something?
Something like that.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. And so it went up and he couldn't control it. But then the hoax was that the boy was in it and they didn't know what to do, but nobody was ever in it. It's been 10 years since that happened. Balloon Boy hoax.
Remember watching that? I mean, everybody was glued to their TV. You're like, holy crap, is there really a boy in there? Is he going to live? What's going to happen?
Yes. And I kept thinking to myself, I've never been glued to the TV since the OJ white Bronco.
100%.
That was it. The Balloon Boy was the evolution of that. It was crazy. So there we go. 10 years since Balloon Boy.
Unbelievable. And then to find out he was never in the balloon, which is great.
That was really good. That was a good part.
Yeah, that was,
remember
that
the
was
dad,
the best part.
The dad was crazy. He had done like all these, he did like infomercials, like, but they weren't good. They weren't really on TV.
Well, remember afterwards too, they started up a band, the Balloon Boy Band, and then they went on a press tour and the whole thing.
Gosh, that family must be a disaster. That family must be a disaster. I mean, I'm sure they're having a lot of fun, but that family's a disaster. So Balloon Boy, 10 years ago today. It's time for the next hoax. It's been 10 years. It's time for something. Y'all better step up your game out there. Come up with something, man. All right, let's do it now. Old Dominion tickets, plus you're in the pit. These are pit tickets for Old Dominion. That is this Friday night, 800-992-1099. We need callers 9 and 10. For Mark and Melanie's world famous name game.
Yeah, competition is on.
Man, big prize as we get into the weekend. Callers 9 and 10 right now.
99.5 Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
It's Mark and Melanie's name game on 99.5 QYK.
Old Dominion tickets? This is great. Pit passes for this Friday night. No better way to get into the weekend. The first weekend after Halloween. Halloween's on Thursday.
Yep.
So you'll be doing pit passes with Old Dominion on Friday night. That's going to be great. Kelly and Carly are contestants this morning. Kelly, you were the ninth caller. You're going to start first. We're going to give you a category, and you'll have 5 seconds, Kelly, to name one thing in that category. After you do, Kelly or Carly, then you'll have 5 seconds to respond. You all will go back and forth. Remember, no repeats. All right. Let's put 5 seconds on the clock in honor of Halloween.
Oh,
that's scary. That was scary, man.
Yeah, shaking in your boots, aren't you?
I can't believe it. So, in honor of that, I do love scary movies. The category is to name scary movies. Kelly, go.
Halloween. Scream. Rosemary's Baby. Nightmare on Elm Street. The Carrie. Nightmare on Elm Street.
That was just said. That's a repeat. So, Carly, congratulations. You have got the tickets, Old Dominion pit passes for this Friday night.
Oh, my God. Awesome.
Your next shot to play Mark and Melanie's name game is tomorrow at 7:40 on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
I think it's pretty common people share passwords to things, you know, so you can watch videos, stuff like that online. Netflix, probably the biggest. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. Well, Netflix is done with y'all sharing Netflix passwords.
Yeah, they're saying that they're looking into a way to crack down on people sharing the passwords, which I'm currently sharing with my sister.
I actually read that they're going to do a thing where if you share the password, this is what they're trying to figure out, is if you share the password, that you will be charged. The card on file will be charged. So it's like they know they can't stop people from sharing, but they can charge you more if you, in fact, do share with somebody else.
And if that's the case, I mean, it's like, well, you kind of deserve it. I mean, if all of a sudden my sister gets charged an extra $12.99, I'll be happy to pay it because I'll be like, yeah, I've been watching a crap ton of Netflix on your account. So
why don't you just get your own and do it?
Because why when I don't have to? There's four different accounts. You log in and I can click on our icon. It even says Mel and Brian. And we just watch all of our stuff in there.
Yeah, they're doing this because the new Disney streaming service.
Yeah.
You cannot share. You cannot link share or anything like that.
Disney's
or password
too smart.
Share.
Oh, they're they like, got it. Not happening.
Yeah, and that's why I think it took them forever to roll this out. Because, like, how can we do this and totally control everything? But a lot of people are doing this with Netflix. I'll tell you, my buddies, this will shock you. My buddies do this with DirecTV to watch NFL games. Because you can get on your iPad and then watch any game you want on the iPads. And they said now sometimes it isn't working as well as it used to. So people are trying to crack down on that, too.
Well, isn't that really expensive? I mean, that's not $12.99, $14.99. That's DirecTV's expensive.
$400 a year, I think, for NFL Sunday ticket. I think it's like $400, something like that.
They're saying, so Netflix is working to tighten the restrictions of people logging in. And they're saying at some point that it could be considered actually stealing. Remember Napster and how people would file share, sure, and then eventually they started cracking down on people? They're saying that that's where it's headed.
Well, yeah, and it's like, you know, when you used to watch DVDs, remember in the beginning there was that FBI warning on there?
Yes.
And it's like if you made a copy, because then DVD burners came out.
Yep.
So people were burning CDs and DVDs. Then that big FBI warning, it used to be on the VHS too.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. It actually said FBI.
it did.
Crazy. Like you were going to, just said you'd go to jail for like a year if you did it. That's what they're trying to get this now. Think about it. It's the same thing. They're like, this is our content.
It is.
We produced it. And if you're letting other people watch it without paying for it, you could be in trouble too. That FBI warning's coming back to Netflix. There's going to be an FBI warning on Netflix.
Well, maybe I should get my own account.
Imagine kids right now listening, going, wait, what? There was an FBI warning before the movies? There really was. FBI warning. All right, text us. Plead guilty. Text us right now and tell us if you're... if you're stealing Netflix passwords.
And is it really stealing?
Yeah, is it stealing? We want to know.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Matt Stell, that's prayed for you. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. Listen, I haven't heard the word Pyrex in, feels like 100 years. Pyrex.
Really? Because they still make Tupperware containers. You probably have a mixing bowl or something of Pyrex, the brand.
Oh, my wife does.
Cabinet.
She loves to cook. Yeah, 100%. Like, I just haven't heard people talk about Pyrex.
Well, it's making headlines this morning, and you may want to check your cabinets because you could be sitting on a lot of money. That's what happened with this St. Petersburg couple. They go to estate sales, they collect items, and then they sell them on eBay to make money, of course.
I think that's cool, by the way. I just think that's really cool to drive around because you never know what you're going to find, and that's what this story is all about.
Totally. When I was broke, younger, I mean, I would go to garage sales and to Goodwill and stuff, and I would find purses, clean them up, and sell them on eBay.
Flip life.
Yeah.
You're living that flip life.
You can make good money, and these people are making amazing money. So they went to this estate sale. They picked up a set of four turquoise Pyrex mixing bowls, and then they listed them on eBay, just like all the other items. Except this one, they started at $9.99, and all of a sudden they
kept
getting...
Hold on, so the initial, they just wanted $10 out of this.
$10.
God, is that even worth driving around and listening for $10?
Well, the amount of items that they post...
Okay, so they probably got it for a couple bucks.
Yeah, they probably paid, what, $1.50 for all four of them
or
something?
All right, so yeah, you're making some cash.
Yeah, you got to negotiate with people. Estate sales, you get stuff on the low. So $9.99. Well, all of a sudden they start getting all of these alerts. The bid is currently at almost $10,000.
I don't understand why. What's up with this pirate? Like,
these turquoise mixing bowls have white daisies on them, and they are one of the rarest Pyrex sets ever made. And there are collectors out there that like vintage mixing bowls.
Kevin, it's the white daisies.
It's the white daisies that make that price go way high.
That's the deal, man. The white daisies. So 10 grand, and have they sold them yet? Or?
No, bidding ends on Halloween. At 10 a.m. And it's already almost $10,000.
They're getting paid.
Every time I drive by, I don't know, do you guys think like this too? Every time I drive by a yard sale, I think I should stop and just see if there's something that, you know, I know is really valuable. But then I really don't know what's... Like, if I would have passed that over 10 times out of 10, white daisies, Pyrex, I'd have been like, oh, that's garbage.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't have noticed it either.
Right. They're making 10 grand. Well, I guess they didn't know either. They just, you know... But it was nice to somebody who notified them that was like, hey. Yeah.
Well, no one even noticed. The notifications were the bids going up, cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching on eBay. And they're like, wait a second, we may have found something. We struck gold here.
It is always about the money, isn't it?
Well, that's what the goal is by going to these, of course.
Yeah. I'm going to a yard sale today. I'm looking for the white daisies. I've had it.
You got to check estate sales. You got to look in the paper, find estate sales, and then you go to them. It's a whole thing. You got to schedule it out. You don't just pop over to one. It's already been hit up.
I don't even know where to find a newspaper. This is I'll spend more time looking for a newspaper than an estate sale, to be quite honest with you.
You see, they're in these stands.
Oh, they are.
Random corners, oh. And you can put quarters in the machine, and then you can open it up.
And then you got to park and walk to it and get it, and then, all right. We'll figure it
just
out.
Just have one of your five kids pop out and grab one.
Oh, remember back in the day when we would sell newspapers for school, like fundraisers? I remember that.
Really? I never did that.
Yeah. We'd sell newspapers and chocolate candy bars.
I always sold wrapping paper.
Not for 10 grand if they had white daisies on them. All right, so this is a great story. We'll keep, let's keep monitoring this. Because I want to see where this goes. Halloween, it's just 2 days away.
Oh, totally.
I want to see where this goes. Could this get to 20 grand? Could they double the 10?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. This could be a big thing.
Definitely over 10 for sure.
All right, so y'all hit up the estate sales today, and we'll all be rich by the end of the week. Good luck.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK. 99.5 QIK, Mark and Melanie's Nutbags, north of Florida. Because there are also crazy people in the 49 other states.
Just like the state of Washington, this is really interesting. This 44-year-old guy, he's a suspect. They haven't released his name yet. Good for him, though. So he made his way into an office in downtown Seattle after business hours, right?
Uh-huh.
He jimmied the door open. He was looking for valuables to swipe. Well, he spotted a bowl filled with high-end gourmet candy, and he cleaned it out.
How would you even know what gourmet candy looks like?
Well, I don't know, but he ate so much of it, it made him tired. You know, you eat too much candy,
mm-hmm.
and you go to sleep, you take a nap.
Like a sugar coma.
Well, an employee who had been hiding in a back office because he heard somebody breaking in called 911. Deputies arrived and woke up the chocoholic, And the man says, "You'll have to kill me if you want to take me to jail."
Ooh.
But right after he said that, he thought that wasn't worth it and quickly surrendered to police.
Well, that's good.
So you eat too much candy. It makes you tired. You get that bellyache and you just want to, you know how you eat too much candy? And he just had a bellyache and he went to sleep and he's in jail. Nutbag north of Florida. All right, let's go over to Kansas, where a 46-year-old man goes on a joyride in a stolen excavator. Okay, this is one of these big earth mover things, like when you're about to like build a house.
Yeah.
Okay, he decided that he should steal this thing from a construction site and drive it through residential neighborhoods in Topeka. Oh. He left a path of property damage, and he chased officers with it. After several minutes of negotiating for him to come out of the vehicle, police were finally able to take him into custody. He was charged with theft. Criminal damage. There is a video out there of him chasing the officers in the earth moving vehicle.
I'm so happy there's a video.
No officers were injured in this.
Good.
All right, so there you go. Kansas and Washington checking out for Nutbags north of Florida. I love how you get a break in, you're going to eat too much candy, get a stomach ache, and take a nap like you're a little kid.
But, that's what you're excited about? I'm excited about the video.
You do like the video.
Chasing the cops. Yes.
It's always the video. Always.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
There's a new extreme sport out. I think we should try this. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's
yeah,
out.
I need to hear this first before I say if I'm in.
Oh, you're totally in. It's out of Norway. It's called death diving. So what you do is you dive from at least 33 feet in the air, but you spread your arms and legs out, so you're making an X pattern with your body, okay?
You look like a starfish.
Right, and you stay in that position as long as you can before hitting the water.
And what? People are doing this on purpose?
This is the latest extreme sport. There are some people who actually are getting endorsements, getting paid to represent companies while doing this.
Well, who's going to spend their money from their endorsements when they die?
Well, living wills are a thing, or just wills in general. This is audio from someone who's doing this in Norway. This person jumped 89 feet from a container crate.
No.
89 no. feet. Listen to this. Oh! Oh! You're crazy, bro. I think crazy, bro, is about as accurate as a description as you can get.
You're crazy, bro.
Yeah. Oh, I think that's absolutely true. I think it's they should actually call the sport crazy, bro.
You're crazy, bro.
So, Melanie, like I said, you're in. You're totally in.
No,
100%
I'm out.
In.
I'm so
Kevin,
out.
You're in.
I couldn't be out.
Totally out.
I'm also in. Everybody listening, you're in as well. Everybody's in.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.